Six Nations Elected Council is urging Six Nations Anti-Bullying Task Force to come together with the director of Six Nations Federal Schools to address bullying issues within the federal school system. The recommendation came during Tuesday's council meeting after the Six Nations Anti-Bullying Task Force were seeking approval for the organization's terms of reference from Six Nations Elected Council. Task Force lead Jen Mount Pleasant spoke on what the task force is hoping to accomplish.
So the purpose statement is for the Six Nations Anti-Bullying Task Force terms of reference, addressing and preventing lateral violence on Six Nations of the Grand River Territory will require a commitment that ensures we are all working together to address colonial, social, cultural, and ecological factors that are root causes of violence within many Indigenous communities, with the goal of enhancing social, cultural, and environmental pillars of success in reducing violence. We in turn foster and enhance nation building. The recommendations of the Six Nations Anti-Bullying Task Force will support a broad, community-driven, community-owned, and collaborative approach to prevent lateral violence and bullying, built upon a strong foundation of Haudenosaunee values, as well as universal principles of restorative justice and peaceful resolutions. The Six Nations Anti-Bullying Task Force recommendations will encourage community partnerships that create and nurture safe spaces where all community members feel secure and accepted when participating in the educational, social, and cultural life of the community of Six Nations of the Grand River.
Councillor Helen Miller addressed the task force, expressing that there needs to be cooperation between Six Nations Anti-Bullying Task Force and the Six Nations Federal Schools through Director Travis Anderson.
It's not going to work if we don't have the principals and teachers on board. So we need to talk to,
Travis.
Travis, because it's not going to work if they're not on board. Anything we've ever tried to do with bullying over the years has not worked because the teachers and principals have not been on board. And that's where it all starts. When children get bullied, they go to the principal and they're saying the principal isn't doing anything. They need to be involved. So council's really going to have to get on Travis Anderson to say we need this to work. We want this to work. We've gotten too many complaints in the community about bullying in our schools. We have to all work together if we want to try and fix or try and help things to make them better. And Jen, you guys did a lot of good work. I see a lot of good, you know, organizations and people on the task force. But all I'm saying is if we're not working together, it's going to be hard to make anything work the beneficial of our students and our community. So this is what we got to do. We got to sit down with Travis and say we want this all-encompassing.
Councillor Audrey Pellis-Bonbury stated she would have hoped for the two organizations to be working in conjunction during the whole process, saying that the administrative teams can form a principal's advisory committee to oversee issues within schools to bring back to elected council.
And I think that they should have been working together all along right from the beginning, because there's a lot of good work being done in the schools, and the teachers are doing, for the most part, a great job. There are things that can be improved. And bullying is one of them that we need to have more skills with our kids and throughout the schools and how to handle all of that, including cyberbullying. So I think that the administration's team have to be involved with, it's called the PAC, Principals Advisory Committee. And they should be meeting with us so that we can bring them on board, and we have to listen to them, because a lot of them have some really good suggestions. The teachers, the TAs, even the school's clerks have good ideas on how to handle students with bullying, as well as we have the administration who do a great job, you know, and we zone in on the stuff that's really negative, but there's a lot of good things happening too. So we have to listen to the administration.
Pellis-Bonbury, a former educator of over 40 years, spoke on the need for communication between all parties, saying it's necessary to be able to move past these issues.
And if we're going to make an impact on the kids, the parents have to be involved, and the caregivers. They have to have a way of getting this all together. And I would prefer the word engagement, because we're not really consulting with them, we're engaging with them. Lifelong learning is doing the same thing. and trying to engage everyone. In fact, on February the 16th, we're meeting with I.L. Thomas School to go down and engage with the staff there. So it's, we work better one-to-one. So the more that we can see and talk to the people, the better. So I think an engagement strategy has to be worked on here, as well as how do you involve all the other groups? That has to be worked out in this plan as well, unless you've already got it worked out. So yeah, communication is the biggest thing, and this is our chance to fix things.
Councillor Sherry Lynn Hill echoed the statements of other councillors, saying this is an issue that is not being addressed, and called for Travis Anderson to attend council with the anti-bullying task force to talk about how the organizations will resolve the bullying issue.
I'm kind of the same lines as everybody else in the sense of the schools need to be involved, because just sitting here, I got another bullying complaint regarding the school and asked if there has ever been an internal investigation into the schools regarding the bullying and lack of accountability with the adults who are in charge of the schools, because the bullying from the teachers, before bullying from the principals, things like that. So I think this is a bigger issue that isn't being addressed. I think that it needs to be addressed more. So I would like to see Travis to come in, because this has been going on for years and it still seems the same old, same old. And that's not acceptable to me. It's not acceptable to our community members, especially these children getting bullied. From the adults, this is what this is saying.
Mount Pleasant spoke on her hopes to see more involvement between the Six Nations Federal Schools and the Anti-Bullying Task Force.
Somebody had mentioned that, you know, the teachers, they do have their own policies and they are unionized and they are protected under certain privacy laws. But I agree that we would really like to get more participation. I had approached the director of federal schools a couple times now to see if he can appoint more of his staff to the task force, but you know, they have their own jobs, and they are, you know, his staff are overworked. We do have a representative from federal schools on the core team. He also sits on the bullying in schools working group. But if chief and council are going to have discussions with the director, I ask that the task force be involved in those discussions, because as of now, we're not privy to those discussions. We don't know like the details. And so there's a little bit of, you know, distance communication issues there as well.
Councillor Sherry Lynn Hill noted that these issues are affecting children's mental health within the community.
These are children's. This does a lot to their mental health. Even the adults. There's day school again, you know, and it crushes me. It's 2023 and we're still having these kind of discussions. And then it's still having adults who are bullying these children. That's unacceptable. I don't care who anyway looks at it. And you're right. We have to come together. It's for the children. It's for their betterment of the mental health, because I just think it's totally unacceptable. And you're right. Hopefully he'll attend. And if not, we'll go higher up, because this is our community and we need to help our kids, because when I see them crying and hurt, that's not right.
Councillor Miller later stated that the separation between the two groups was noticeable and that something has to be done because the current policies in place are failing.
You can hear the separation already. Just from what Jen's saying, like Travis, you know, they got lots of work to do, and they got this and they got that. And we have our own policies. Well, their policies aren't working. Otherwise, we wouldn't be getting all these complaints. But I can see it being separated already. They're not going to work with our task force, I guarantee you. But yet their policies aren't working because our kids are getting bullied. We have to do this together. We got to convince somebody that we have to do this together. It shouldn't be federal or Six Nations Council or federal or JAMS task force and somebody else's policies. We should all be working together. And that's what we have to try to achieve.
Councillor Hazel Johnson stated she believes that this issue is turning into a pandemic that nobody has been able to solve.
I'm starting to view this whole topic of bullying. It's not just specific to one area, say, for instance, in the schools. It's all over the place. It's a pandemic called bullying. And I think if we keep trying to just call on certain people, like you're talking about bringing in Travis, fine, that's good. Can we get more people to come in various areas where the topic will be discussed amongst people from all walks of life? Because, yeah, I agree. I cannot hardly stand to see a child sad and suffering and crying when they've been bullied. Also, I've had a person come to me just recently, an employee who's crying because of how they feel from being bullied by their boss. So that's why I'm saying it's not specific to any one area. It's a pandemic of bullying. And I think we have to go broader, not just focusing on one area.
Pellis Bonbury spoke on the future meeting with Six Nations Federal School Director Travis Anderson, noting that he should be privy to what council hopes to be addressed.
What we're going to talk about, we should not be setting him up. We should be giving him what we want to talk about. Any background information should go to Travis so he has time to read it, and then we invite him in cordially so that we give him the respect that everybody deserves on the reserve here. And everybody has an opinion, but it's how you share it. And people walk away with your message, not behavior. So
Six Nations elected council approved the terms of reference for the Six Nations Anti-Bullying Task Force, and the group will attend council at a later date with Six Nations Federal School Director Travis Anderson.